USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the heels of the Dayton massacre, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is calling for stepped-up background checks for gun buyers. Today, he's talking about new proposals to deal with children's mental health issues.
That we're seeing in Ohio a significant increase among our young people of anxiety, depression, and suicide.
Four people died in a stabbing rampage in two Southern California cities. A 33-year-old man is in custody.
There was at least three different robberies that happened where cash was taken. Four people needlessly lost their lives from this savage suspect.
Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Canadian authorities believe they found the bodies of two teenage murder suspects that are linked to three deaths in remote British Columbia. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy.
At this time, we believe these are the bodies of the two suspects wanted in connection with the homicides in British Columbia. An autopsy is being scheduled in Winnipeg to confirm their identities and to determine their cause of death.
President Trump says he's very strongly considering commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich.
I thought he was treated unbelievably unfairly. He was given close to 18 years in prison, and a lot of people thought it was unfair, like a lot of other things.
Blagojevich started serving his sentence in 2012 in multiple federal corruption convictions. It was connected to the appointment to the successor to Barack Obama in the Senate from Illinois after Obama was elected president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's Space Coast shook with an early morning liftoff as the U.S. Air Force launched their fifth satellite in a new communications network. The Atlas V rocket by United Launch Alliance blasted off from Launch Complex 41 at Cape Canaveral. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military, called Advanced Extremely High Frequency. Lockheed Martin has been building the new satellite communications network for the military. The Air Force says the network provides secure and jam-resistant communications for ground, sea, and air units of the military. It also provides communications to Canada, Britain, the Netherlands, and Australia. Some fitness companies are hoping to avoid a big boycott. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.